OVA. Ain't gonna quit, no matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So what is Elon Musk's ultimate plan for Twitter? Because certainly it's not just as simple as rolling back censorship a little bit. No, Musk's ambitions are a whole lot more aggressive than that, and he's not too secret about it. His goal is to create this single hub website that can encompass almost everything that a person can do on the internet. Read articles, watch videos, buy things, pay your bills. All of it. So for maximum simplicity, he wants this website to just be called X.com. So as part of this gradual rebrand of Twitter, Musk changed its logo to a big X. But if Musk changes the basic idea of what Twitter is, from a speech platform to an everything platform, what are the odds that it actually remains a free speech platform? And there's another big wild card out there. Musk is one of Silicon Valley's biggest investors into developing artificial intelligence technology. So if censorship does come back to Twitter, which we've seen that it has, there's an excellent chance that in the very near future, it'll be conducted through some of the world's most powerful AI models. That's a big threat. Because until now, all of the big limitation on censorship was that for any sufficiently accurate censorship, you needed to have an expensive human staff. With AI, we could potentially have the perfect tool for infinite censorship. And the thing is, Twitter has already experimented with this sort of AI. So it wouldn't be something entirely new. Musk just had to dig it up from Twitter's old books from before he bought it. Kristen Ruby is CEO of the Ruby Media Group. She's also the creator of a body of investigative work called the Ruby Files. Ruby's reporting caught the attention of Elon Musk himself, who said it was, quote, worth a read. Ruby's files have exposed how, prior to the Musk takeover, Twitter used artificial intelligence as a tool to flag and delete dissident political content as so-called misinformation. Ruby has also exposed how even as it focused intensely on silencing conservative or anti-woke voices, it actually ignored the explosive sharing of child pornography through the same platform. Their intent was never to prevent crimes, only to control the masses. And they weren't working alone. As Kristen's work makes it perfectly clear, at every step of this censorship process, Twitter and other tech firms have been working directly with the support of deep state bureaucracy. We want to learn more about that, of course, to that. And Kristen Ruby joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what Shiva said, basically, that the back door is still open on Twitter to the DOJ and the DOD. Is that still true?
Yeah, I would allege that that is definitely still true. And in order to understand that, it's been important to understand how the actual technology and model, or numerous models here, were built. One of the things that was really fascinating to me is basically seeing that the machine learning models were monitoring for every single U.S. government agency, including, for example, the FBI. So why was Twitter monitoring for mentions and doing social listening for the FBI? Unless the FBI had something to do with perhaps giving those terms or collaborating with them on building the model.
So I recently started complaining, right, publicly on this program. All of a sudden, my Twitter shut off. And I don't mean that they banned me. They didn't have to. What they did is they took my reach from 450 million every month to less than 1 million last month in July. So I went into my privacy settings, and I looked under your tweets or your posts, and in there, there's a switch where any user can say, hey, my media might be sensitive. And so then Twitter doesn't have to do it. They don't have to put the warnings on because the user is supposed to do that themselves. But somebody over at Twitter or something went ahead and switched that switch on for my account and then grayed it out so I couldn't switch it back. Well, all the bitching and whining and complaining that I was doing wasn't getting the attention of Elon Musk until Matt Wallace and Wendy Rogers and Mark Fincham and a whole bunch of others basically tweeted at Elon saying, hey, what's going on with Stu Peter's account? And then they put a screenshot of a bunch of comments saying, hey, I can't find you. So then Musk responded to Matt Wallace by saying, quote, investigating. All of a sudden, the switch was off, and now my account is back seen by the masses again. So who actually did that, in your opinion? Do you believe that that was a person just went rogue in the San Francisco office who doesn't like Stu Peters? Was it Linda Yaccarino? Was it Elon himself? Or was this AI?
I don't ever really think that people are as involved as people allege that they are anymore. I mean, if we look at the extent of machine learning and AI that was being used in possible censorship at Twitter, that was with many more employees than you even have now. So what do you think is going to happen if you are working on a skeleton crew? What you're going to have is more AI. You have less people and more AI. So sometimes I think that things are being blamed on people, but those people aren't there. Right? There are just not that many people that are doing this. So the thing is, you can control with words and basically rewrite the entire human language. If you determine that certain chunks of words are misinformation, if you determine that certain people like yourself, for example, if you're marked as a misinfo spreader and you and your followers are tagged in an entity map, right? Anytime someone does a Twitter space, I try and explain this to them. That's a great way to round up dissidents. Anyone who is talking about something that is not part of a mainstream narrative on something that other people want others to understand, all of that is going to be tagged and flagged with the names of people who are in those rooms. So as to answer your question, do I think it was a real person? No, I think it was probably AI generated. But I think, as you saw, unfortunately, there is a double standard with who really gets responded to by Musk. If you're loud enough and if you have a few hundred thousand followers or a few million followers, someone's going to pay attention. Most other people that don't, no one cares.
So, for example, my brother may have a Twitter account that has 290 followers on it. But you know, he speaks the same language that I do, and he enjoys freedom and individual liberty, and he wants to make that clear. And so if the AI doesn't like that, they shut him off, but he can make as much noise as he wants to, and nobody's going to give a damn.
Well, so I think here's the thing. This is what I learned. What one of the most fascinating things in interviewing the data scientists that previously worked at Twitter is they said there were two sets of rules for that particular data scientist and the political misinformation model. They said if that account had under 10,000 or over 10,000 followers, we couldn't take action. They said that was seen as bad PR by taking action, or like you were trying to ban a Marjorie Taylor Greene. So if you were over 10,000 followers, you could say things that other people with under 10,000 followers couldn't say. And I believe that Musk actually took those protections away. I believe that there were that conservative accounts, public figure accounts for, and I know this is going to be controversial to say in this program, I think they were more protected previously than conservatives are now. Because if you remove that algorithm, what that meant is that that means everyone is now being held to the same standard. That means that you can now say things that you otherwise were protected before, that no one was going to take action on your account. But if you lift that, right, if that data scientist, if they were working there now, they would say, yeah, well, I can ban him. I can censor him, right? Before, they didn't have the ability to do that because they didn't want the bad PR. Now, no one believes in PR at Twitter and no one cares.
Okay, so I know that you're not living in Elon's head, but if you were to speculate, do you think that Elon is actively involved with basically programming this AI? Is he the one that's setting the parameters on this?
Oh, this is such a good question. Do I think he's setting the parameters? So, sometimes I think he doesn't even know all the parameters that exist. And it's a loaded question, right? Because Twitter actually acquired several machine learning capabilities right before the U.S. election. This is a story that's typically buried, but it's a really important story to understand. Because if you acquire fact-checking AI before an election, in order for him to truly have a platform that's not that is a free speech platform, well, what's he going to do with all of that technology he acquired? Is he going to get rid of it? I haven't heard anything about it, right? So there's so many layers of this that we'd have to look at. So is he creating the new parameters? It's unclear, but here's what I can say to answer your question. He won't share the parameters. So for people that think this was a win where he talked about, oh, I've open sourced everything. No, he didn't. What he open sourced is recommendation algorithms and a lot of things that really lack what you'd want to understand or what anyone needs to know who cares about topics like censorship, right? So you can see in that algorithm things like misinfo election or misinfo Brazil election. What you don't see is the policies that match that, which I have. And what you don't see is all of the engrams or keywords associated with misinformation. If you want to tackle censorship, that starts with understanding what words are being censored. No one is any clearer to understanding that.
So are you clear as to what words it is that are censored?
Yes, I am. In terms of political misinformation, I am, when you work backwards in the data that I have, because I can see, if you look at what things were flagged in the parameter list and detection list in the Ruby files, you're able to see that. What we don't have is that there are words, and then there's the data scientists that have those words, but then there's also, at the time, there were human reviewers. And the data scientists had said, well, you need to get a copy of those training documents that the human reviewers had. Elon Musk won't release that.
So why are we even having a conversation about free speech at all? I mean, the platform is utterly not free speech. I mean, this is a controlled apparatus that harnesses people in to following a certain set of rules. So the free speech means you're free to speak as long as what you're saying goes along with how I feel.
Yeah, no, this is not a free speech platform. I mean, that's been clear to me for a year.
Right.
That's why I've been very much vocal about saying, okay, where are the weights? The weights in a model, it's how you weight a word. That is how, with AI censorship, the future of censorship is controlled. And if you look at what just happened with the Biden-Harris administration, they literally just got voluntary commitments from companies like OpenAI to say, under no circumstances, unless otherwise intended, will you release the weights? That's no different than what I've been up against with Musk. That is, in my opinion, game over for speech. Now, we're seeing it from the White House administration. We're also seeing Zoom, I just saw recently, has now moved forward with we're recording on Zoom right now. They can use this entire conversation to train their model. They've just changed their terms of service to state that. That means there's really no privacy at all in the language that we use. And if that AI is detecting that we are discussing misinformation in this, what's going to happen to us, right? This is accelerating rapidly. AI in itself is not bad, but people who misuse AI to recreate language, that is what's bad.
So what do you think Elon Musk's final goal is with Twitter?
Well, at the time I said, several months ago, I said, no one purchases a failing business or spends $44 billion for a failing business to save free speech. They purchase it for the data. And I believe that he needed this data for training data moving forward. And just a few weeks ago, he finally came out almost a year later to admit, yes, all of your tweets will be used to train. That's a big deal, right? We know that Facebook is talked about doing it. Twitter has never really come out and stated that. But what do I think? I think Elon Musk has interest in AI. He has his own issues with OpenAI and feeling like he was cut out of that. And so I think that he wants to dominate and be a leader with his Truth GPT or whatever that is. But I think in general, it's extremely hard to report on what his motivations are because he doesn't speak to people. Otherwise, you know, unless you complain loud enough, as you saw over the weekend where you complained, you got an answer, but then it's like, not really an answer. It's like investigating, fixed, but like, okay, why did it happen? There's never really any answers. The same thing happened to my business.
And will it happen again? Right. I mean, so there's people that are in my circle who are very, you know, black-pilled on Twitter who say things like, Twitter's going to completely go away before the 2024 elections. Like you just absolutely, it'll be like the old Twitter. You absolutely will not be able to say anything like that. Is Musk politically involved? Is he motivated as, you know, a left winger that's supportive of an authoritarian takeover? Or is he leaning towards conservatism? Can you say things like tranny on Twitter when somebody is obviously a transvestite and a mentally ill man dressed in a, you know, dress trying to be a woman? I mean, what are the motivations, in your opinion? I know it's hard to report on it. We've got the time, though, and this is a very interesting conversation because, really, this is the precipice of, you know, the decline of our nation, actually. The empire will crumble and fall when people are not allowed to openly communicate outside of guidelines that are set forth by AI, which is programmed by humans, and our tweets are training this, you know, machine to make these decisions. So, what can we expect as far as from a personal aspect of Elon Musk? What is your assessment?
My assessment is the following. What he says in public is very different than what he says in private. And I think that, for example, if he actually shared the words that are associated with toxicity or safety labels, conservatives would be running for the hills, because that would show them that actually everything he's saying doesn't line up with reality. And that is why I believe that he will not show any of that information. And by the way, if you look at the civic integrity misinformation policy pertaining to election discussion, that has not changed. That has not changed. So a lot of what happened took place in the model, in the political misinformation model, which was created after 2016. All of that is still happening. I don't even know if those engrams have been changed. I don't know if the model is still up, if it's deprecated, if it's retrained. There's never really any answer. So what do I think his motivations are? It's unclear. I think he caters to a base on Twitter that he likes and gets attention from. I think behind closed doors, I think he plays both sides. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think he's a sensitive person that's driven a lot by emotion as well. And I think that he makes decisions based on subjection rather than objective or facts. Or, you know, what he says in public. So essentially he's basically lying. It's a really tough position to be in as a country, looking at the only platform that really everybody still uses. I don't think people use Facebook anymore, really, because everybody knows what that is. But essentially this is a government operated tank that is privately owned, but is being used by all kinds of different bureaucracies to control the actions of citizens and keep them entrapped. It's almost like a big psyop. Twitter is basically just a big psyop. You agree?
Yes. It's funny because I said that this was the greatest psyop is happening actually from the right and not the left. And I said that several months ago. I mean, I've gotten complete hell from almost everyone on the right and left for pointing out many of the things you're saying right now as facts. I guess people had to come to the conclusion on their own to see it, but your words have to align with reality, right? If you your actions have to align with your words. If you tell people that something is free speech, then the back end has to match that front end. That's not happening from a technical perspective here. So what we have is a lot of conservatives running around talking about free speech who, quite frankly, have no idea what they're talking about, right? Because if they did, like I saw someone on Twitter yesterday say, oh, Musk is a savior because he open sourced everything. Well, anyone who's actually looked at that or spent time on that GitHub and that repo will tell you that is not true in any way, right? If you look at the comments on there, people have said the same thing I'm saying. You left out the most important part. Where are the models? Where are the words? You talk about safety and health. I've demanded for almost a year, show people what happened with COVID. Show them the models and show them the words. I know that you've done a lot of work on that as well. Like, that is important work to the people who are involved in this fight, and he refuses to share. So you have to wonder why. Why would someone not want to share that? Who cares about free speech?
Hmm. Why do you think Musk took to Twitter and said that your Ruby files were worth a read and encouraged people to look at something that basically proves that he's not well-intended?
So I think because I think my Ruby files actually at the time, the thread that he said was worth a read was really actually about what Twitter 1.0 was doing. So he said it was worth a read before I actually started sharing the data. So then there was silence for several months because there seemed, you know, he said that I could share the data, but he agreed on publicly to share something that he didn't actually know what I had, because I'm not associated with these other Twitter file reporters who basically were just doing corporate comm for Twitter and were handed files. And, you know, I have a lot to say about that, but I will say nothing. In general, I think that it's been a very difficult position to be in, because I knew that he was saying yes to something that he didn't know what he was saying yes to. A lot of which was actually the inner workings and the parts of the algorithm I now see. And so I think I did the right thing by sharing bits and pieces, but not all of it.
So were the Twitter files a big psyop too?
What did you say?
Were the Twitter files, you know, this big dump of information?
Oh, yes. I think it was a limited hangout. I think the Twitter files were a limited hangout. Yep. I think that there's a learning curve with anything. If you go and report on something that you're not truly an expert in, I'm a big believer in people who actually cover a beat of something being put on to do it, right? There are people who are in, you know, this censorship arena, social media censorship, who've been covering it like for 14 years, like I have. So if you put me on that, I would have known directly where to go. So I think what happened is the Twitter files people finally got there, but by the time they got to something good, he was like, the Twitter files are over, right? And so that was, I think, the most disappointing part of the Twitter files. I wish that he put someone on it who would have gotten to the heart of the matter, in a quicker or expedited way, I would say. Is it all a psyop with the Twitter files? I just think there's a lot of information that's being left out. I think any conservative who talks about social media censorship and free speech is extremely misguided if they refuse to take the time to learn how machine learning will control the future of speech. All of this is done with natural language processing. If Elon Musk will not explain how natural language processing is being used on the back end with your words, nothing has changed.
So all these GOP-led inquiries and censorship committees and hearings, this is all just grandstanding. It's part of the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitively say what you're watching with Comer and the Center for Hate. I mean, a lot, like, to be careful what I say, but I think that a lot of people like to be the face of investigations, is what I'll say. But the investigations where they basically, you know, didn't actually do the work to do said investigations, but they like to take the publicity for pretending that they're doing something. But for example, if Comer really wanted to get to the heart of the matter of the censorship apparatus and all of this, he would be requesting the machine learning files. He's not requesting those. The machine learning with Center for Countering Digital Hate is also conveniently left out of the lawsuit.
If Senator Ron Johnson really wanted to get to the bottom of why everybody is dying suddenly, then he would have asked for the ingredients and what's in Pfizer's death shot concoction, but he didn't. It's the same thing. It's all just a movie. It's all actors that want a pat on the back as being heroes, and I believe that Musk is the same way. He wants to be perceived as the champion of free speech when, in fact, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, he's working against us. So the people who are actually champions and who are doing this work, you know, tirelessly and effortlessly, they will tell you that it's been extremely challenging to go up against him because he's actually the one sabotaging and kneecapping any of the real work that we're doing. It's him. There's like, why are my files not legally verified?
Is he doing
because
it on purpose?
He doesn't want them to be legally verified. If he legally verifies the Ruby files, what does that mean? It means it opens Twitter up to serious litigation, and he doesn't want that. So instead, it's like no one's denying them. I guess he's like confirming them by saying it's worth a read. Like, is everything is up in the air? I mean, even with your work with the documentary you did, right? Like, you'll see. Ask him for the machine learning files for the data and health science model. Ask him for the safety labels in the model. That is the answer to everything you want to know about the story of what happened over the past 3 years of the pandemic. See if he answers you on that. See how quickly what he says. Let's see where that investigation leads. I'm sure it will lead absolutely nowhere.
No, it won't. Nobody ever wants to really get anything done at all whatsoever because they know. They know what the truth is. The truth is that our government is controlling our speech, that our government has been hijacked by authoritarians, litigators, think tank, crappy bureaucrats that basically just wish to enrich and empower themselves and to do whatever it takes to stay in power. And these are the people that are telling Elon Musk what is going to happen at Twitter in order for him to avoid litigation, right? I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Correct. I think that there are also serious whistleblower allegations in the Zatko complaint, which Musk, by the way, referenced to try to back out of the deal. What were the buying Twitter? So what were those allegations? The allegations were that the core machine learning of Twitter was stolen intellectual property. This is a story he doesn't really like getting out there, but that it was so important to him enough that he to try and back out of the deal. You'll see that in the SEC filings and what his lawyer wrote. Why would he state that? Like, if that wasn't substantial enough, what does that actually mean? What does that mean for all of us, for the users, for the training data, right? And let's talk about training data for a second. In a model, if there's a picture of a red hat, like, how is that labeled? Is every picture of a red hat labeled as a terrorist? Like, why won't he show us that? And by red hat, I'm referring to an association with MAGA.
Yeah, of course.
Why won't he show us that? Because I think he knows, but he doesn't want us to know. He doesn't want people to see the truth, and he plays to the lowest common denominator. I tweeted something that conservatives were bothered by, but I said that conservatives are an easy group to fool because they were not as technically sound. It was easier to promise them free speech because they weren't digging into the technical back end of what that meant. So he could promise them anything. And unfortunately, I really believe that's what happened. Sometimes he does things where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he's turning things around. And then within 2 days, I'm like, you know, that's really where I'm at.
Yeah. It's interesting that you said that conservatives are an easy group to fool. I tend to agree on that, especially when it comes to like wars, for example. So, you know, we've got people like Toby Keith, right? This guy is the all-American country singing patriot, right? And we'll put a boot in your ass. That's the American way. And so you actually have conservatives at this point, at then, cheering on going to some foreign shithole country and like carpet bombing innocent children. Cheering that on as being patriotic and conservative and American. And it was at that time, the liberals, I believe, who were like anti-war. No, we can't do that. But it was everybody who loved George Bush and was pissed off at these extremist Muslims for flying planes into some buildings on September 11th. And everybody bought it. Everybody believed that that was the case. And so they went and cheered on like going and blowing up innocent people. And it was the conservatives that were doing that. So the same thing's happening on Twitter. Remember, it was Trump's vaccine, right? And so when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden or both of them said, I will never take a vaccine that was put forth to market by Donald Trump. I don't trust it at all. Fast forward, Trump's gone. Coup d'etat happens, whatever it was. Here we have Joe Biden like forcing everyone to now go and get these shots and to take their kids and rush them to get these shots. Isn't it interesting how language changes and how social media and Twitter use the models to convince people that what they're doing is right? And so, but then it was all the Trump supporters who said, yeah, this is a great vaccine. Then all of a sudden, no, it's deadly and we don't want this vaccine. But now they're on to making excuses for Operation Warp Speed and why Trump should be forgiven for rushing this death shot to the market. Isn't it insane?
Yes. I mean, so here's what I think. In general, I found this entire experience with the biggest conservative influencers to be extremely disappointing. I think that they have directly misled a lot of people, and I'm not sure if it's intentional or not. But I think that, of course, to them, it's probably very exciting to get the attention of this person in Silicon Valley who they probably have never dealt with before. Like, who doesn't want that? And it pumps up their numbers. It pumps up their engagement. But I think that it hurts the people, the little people, right? What you said, someone with 200 followers, right, who's believing this. But those same people are being gaslit every day. They're like, wait a second, why do I keep getting suspended? Like, or general amnesty never happened. Like, you know, I think there's just so much cognitive dissonance going on. And in general, it's just been like, I think, really sad to watch it happen because some of the loudest voices in the conservative movement are just not really aligned, I think, with the truth. They're just not. If they were, like, why are they not asking the same questions I'm asking? Why are they fighting the people who are fighting for truth? That's what I'll never understand about this experience.
Yeah. And if you ask a so-called conservative, you know, like some America First champion, some, you know, Donald Trump, the message, 2016 America First agenda. If you ask one of these people who publicly touts themselves as being that and then goes to their district and fundraises all kinds of money off of these blue-collared Americans in the name of going and, you know, fighting rhinos and tearing down the deep state and impeaching Joe Biden, and then turns around and gives the majority of that money to the McCarthy-controlled rhino neocon NRCC, that person's a liar. And so if you confront that person with, hey, why are you lying? And why are you taking money from people who really don't have an excess of money? I don't think anybody right now in today's day and age has a whole bunch of money just laying around. So the answer is these people have their one hand in the pocket of the taxpayer and their other hand in the pocket of NGOs and war machines and the financiers of the model of war and big pharma and special interests and, you know, globalist-owned corporate conglomerates. That's what's going on here. And so they're going to continue to enrich themselves by playing a movie role. There is no difference, mark my words, right now, and conservatives are going to get pissed at me. Trump supporters are going to hate this. There is no difference right now between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They are both playing a role on different sides of this fake aisle that we're supposed to believe this illusion of a two-party representative government that's doing the bidding of the American people, when instead what they're doing is they're ripping you off and they're killing your kids and they're trafficking them and they want, you know, sodomy with them to be legal. And that's why they're pushing for this transgender thing. They are all the same snake. Every one of them is playing a role. That's why there's not a GOP congressional hearing or inquiry that's ever made a positive difference in anybody's life, ever. And if people are looking at themselves in the mirror and being completely honest, then you would look at Donald Trump and hold him accountable. You would look at Elon Musk and say, hey, what he's saying isn't lining up with what, you know, Ruby is saying. And so he's obviously not telling the truth. And then you would hold these people to account. You have to be able to say this stuff out loud. Otherwise, you become an extension of everything that the deep state and Musk are trying to do, which is silence. Every single dissenting voice will be crushed, period.
I just want to say, when you say the word deep state, so that was actually in the model. The word, that phrase deep state, was in the political misinformation model for misinformation.
And is
that
it was still?
What?
And is it still?
He won't answer.
Right.
And so, he will not answer real questions. And let me also tell you something. He will not give people real access to investigate who actually investigate. Like, let's see if he'll let you investigate the files I'm talking about in terms of anything pertaining to COVID or vaccine, like, or the vaccine. I'm sure he won't. There's a reason. The people who investigate don't even know what they're looking at. This has been my central thesis the entire time. Like, he puts people on it who won't find really what needs to be found. And that's no different than these inquiries you're referring to and the congressional hearings. It's all part of the same thing. That's what I've learned anyway.
It's all fake. I was just saying to a guest on Monday afternoon, you know, when we were off the air and into commercial break, I said, you know, this has been going on for decades. And now because of the internet and now because of iPhones and, you know, listening devices and Alexas, they're in your home and they are listening to what you say. People know it too. I was just having a conversation the other day with a friend of mine who said, you know, I have never, ever seen any of this thing about this one thing in my feed. And he started talking about a diesel generator. He had his phone sitting there and they were talking about diesel generators. And what do you know? All of a sudden in his Facebook feed or whatever it was, he's getting ads for diesel generators and the parts to fix them. And people know that they're being listened to and they know that they're being spied on, but they choose to remain willfully ignorant and stay and just say to themselves, but who cares? I'm just a simple person living a simple life. I don't care. They can listen all they want to. They'll just be bored, right? I mean, I hear people joke about it, but this is happening. It's happening on the biggest platforms. I've got 2 minutes left. Final words.
So I think it's really important to understand what's happening with Zoom right now, because I believe we're recording on Zoom, right? So not only are we being listened to, but our speech is being used to train a model. What concerns me about this is I've heard you say at least 10 different terms in this that are going to be flagged for misinformation. So what does that mean for you and your ability to even use this moving forward for your show? I guarantee within a year, Zoom is going to reach out to you and say you can no longer use their service. Yeah. This just happened. This just happened. Okay, this is really actually serious. Our speech right now is being used to train a model. And as soon as they hear, or the model hears, terms that are associated with misinformation, we will not be able to use the service.
People think I'm exaggerating. Yeah, people think I'm exaggerating when I say that they're coming for you and they're coming for your speech.
No, this is happening. It's going to happen within 4 months. I guarantee.
The ultimate goal is to lock every single person into a digital, financial, economic, virtual, or physical prison. And it's up to the oligarchs to decide which one you're going to be in. I want you to come back sometime and have more of a long-form conversation. I'd actually like to sit down with you in person and look at some of the things that you've uncovered. I'm going to be going over to your Twitter and looking at a whole bunch of things as well. Where should people go to find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Sparkling Ruby for as long as I'm there, but even though I've been happily shadow banned. You can also find me at chrisruby.com or rubymediagroup.com.
Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu. So America is a nation of they, them pronouns. It's a nation of wimpy guys who can't bench press 150 pounds with jobs like social media coordinator or journalist. It's a nation of losers and pushovers and weaklings. It's completely sad. Weak men create weak nations, and eventually they create dead nations. Testosterone levels are falling everywhere. They're falling every single year. They've been falling for a half a century. In a few decades, we may have no natural men left. It's up to every one of us to fight back against this disturbing decline. It's our job to step up. And if our bodies are being damaged by fake vaccines or poisons or microplastics or chemtrails or seed oils, then we can at least seek natural remedies that can offset that damage. And fortunately, those remedies exist. One of them is a new product from Nutronics Labs, which has been used by everyone from Chinese naturopaths to competitive bodybuilders. IGF-1 is short for insulin growth factor 1. In a nutshell, it boosts testosterone and cardio health. Dr. Bruce Fong is a medical director at Nutronics Labs in the Sierra Integrative Medical Center. You can find out more about IGF-1 at getigf1.com. Again, that's getigf1.com. And Dr. Fong joins us now. Thank you so much for coming back. Appreciate you being here, Bruce.
I really appreciate being on the show here.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, people fall for a lot of gimmicks, right? They don't work. They get these stupid max male booster pills. I've got a lot of buddies that have tried it, you know, through college, trying to remain competitive. People use the human growth hormone, or they take illegal, you know, performance enhancing drugs, which are damaging to their bodies afterwards. And they know it when they're doing it, but they do it anyways. So what can you tell us about this product that Nutronics has available now?
So Nutronics has a really brand new product. It's called Man's Edge. It's a natural testosterone a testosterone boosting agent. And why it's really exciting, it's taking three really well-known ingredients that that sound like they're in these other supplements, but there's some very special things about the product we produce here at IGF-1. So the three critical things we want to talk about are fenugreek, which is kind of recent research has really shown it to be a really powerful way of boosting testosterone naturally by the presence of something called furostenolic saponins. And these are compounds that actually stimulate the body very strongly to produce testosterone in actually in any state that you could be in. There's some studies that showed, I think it was like 300 milligrams twice a day for 8 weeks, in about 46% increased levels of serum testosterone. And get this, 90% of the test subjects. I mean, you don't see that in even most studies. Most studies were lucky to get like 80%, but 90% of the test subjects had a 46% increase in their testosterone. And I mean, this stuff has been known for a long time, both to Middle Eastern and traditional Chinese and other Asian medicines as a compound that was very medicinal for many purposes. But it's always been known to increase the drive, the mood, and the energy in somebody, if you look at the more traditional Chinese medicine terms. And it's only recently been studied more, but those initial studies are extremely impressive from what we've seen. The other compounds are things that are well known. Tongkatayi, also known as Longjack, which Nutronix has another product for that as well. But that's always been known to increase testosterone, also increases, of course, with that passion, stamina, and energy. And of course, tribulus is another popular compound that's used to boost testosterone. And we also have that in there. And it's been known to increase athletic performance as well as boost your testosterone, stamina, and mood. But the biggest part that nobody else has is that these are all combined with what you just mentioned earlier, when why this whole company is around, is because of insulin-like growth factor 1. So again, our IGF-1 plus product is a deer antler velvet extract. It's a complete growth matrix coming from.
I've got it right here. Actually, I was just reading the bottle.
It's a great thing because there are basically no ill effects with it because it's a natural growth matrix. It's got not just the IGF-1, but 13 other growth factors in it that help to help the growth of various tissues, but also check abnormal tissue growth because we get all that question all the time. But again, it's a full growth matrix, not just IGF-1. But that's combined with these three ingredients, and the most important part is that it's in a liposomal delivery system. A liposomal delivery system is, by name, it's a fatty delivery system that is introduced sublingually under the tongue. Some people know this from like taking nitroglycerin pills and things like that, because you want rapid.
A little dropper. Yep. You just put it underneath your tongue, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And so rapid absorption is because you have capillary beds under your tongue, which actually literally pull the medicine right into your bloodstream. So this is the critical part about all this that nobody else has, is that that rapid absorption into the bloodstream, all these compounds are getting in there at least 80, and really in some studies suggesting up to 90%+ of this is absorbing into your bloodstream. A lot of the other products that have the various elements I've mentioned, they're pills, and they have to pass through the stomach, what we call the GI metabolism. And boy, a lot of times that's just not going to absorb a whole lot. You're lucky to get 40% at that point, if anything. And a lot of times those products you just can't get enough in the body to be effective, or they're of poor quality, which I can assure everybody out there that Nutronix Labs gets nothing but the highest quality compounds for our products. And the bottom line is that combined with the IGF-1, which itself in that growth matrix can actually boost testosterone, help to rebalance the hormones in general. And there's a whole myriad of effects we can talk about at some other point, but putting all these elements together, you've got something that is, just really, really going to work for you.
It's so
just,
is the product that you're talking about different than the IGF-1 Plus that I have right here?
The new product, again, it's called, I think it's called Man's Edge. And the whole point about it is that we've got all these different things combined with the IGF-1. But it's not just IGF-1. It's all these other ingredients with the IGF-1. So, again, Nutronix Labs and its the founder, Rick Lentini, they've been tireless in trying to take just the IGF-1 and then making specific compounds for various specific needs.
Yeah, I had a conversation the other night with Rick Lentini, and I probably learned more in just 10 minutes of talking with him than I have ever known about this IGF-1 product. But there's also a weight loss one that you've been working on that includes berberine. That's fascinating, right? Because there's this new trend where there's this, I believe it was an injection for diabetic people that is now being used as a cosmetic weight loss injection because it contains berberine. Is that the active ingredient that's also in the weight loss product that you guys have at Nutronix?
So it, the berberine was the latest addition to it, and it's used again with a number of well-known and really established through research products that are effective for helping promote increased metabolism, increased weight loss, and really a better body habitus. But the berberine just blows the roof off of everything. The berberine itself, working through a cyclic AMP kinase activated proteins, this particular compound is what triggers the metabolism to change. It basically triggers the increase the metabolism of fat, the increase growth of muscles, and again combining that also again in that weight loss product with the IGF-1 and its known same benefits, you've got a winning combination all the way through.
So what is it doing to like the sugar composition in the body?
It actually helps the cells to utilize the sugar much more effectively. So in other words, you're actually breaking down the sugar so that you're burning it up. You're using it for the energy and not just depositing it for fat.
So if a person has high sugar levels, or if a person is pre-diabetic, or you know, would this be a product that they should try?
There's been a lot of research suggesting that just the IGF-1 plus product, the main ingredient being IGF-1. Is insulin-like growth factor 1. Again, that's already going to be very helpful in general in being able to metabolize the sugar. But adding things like berberine and even one of the there's actually some research suggesting the fenugreek that we talked about in the male product, the Man's Edge, actually has some beneficial glycemic effects, meaning it helps the breakdown of the various sugars and helping them metabolize them and utilize in the body. So again, the biggest part is we don't utilize those sugars. They float around the blood and they cause all kinds of problems, as I'm sure all the rest of us know at this point. And so the whole point is getting that sugar metabolized, helping the body to metabolize that. It helps them not only get it through and utilized correctly, but it also these compounds all in general, the berberine in particular, help to break down the fat. They help to put on muscle. And again, the IGF-1 itself does that. So when you put them all together, you've got these winning combinations for building a proper body, not just losing the weight, but putting on the proper type of weight. In other words, you want to put the lean body mass on and kind of get rid of the fat mass.
Yeah, want to get rid of that stubborn belly fat. Definitely want to be toned and lean, you know, have a relative, you know, body fat percentage for your, you know, for your height. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. And this can help. We've got you here as the medical director. So we're kind of, you know, fortunate. I want to take a little bit more time with you because I'm fascinated with this. So if those are all of the goals, is there multiple products that you recommend at getigf1.com that people should be ordering? Is there a length of time that people should expect to see results? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I think as a physician that deals with a lot of patients, both from a chronic illness standpoint as well as just the promotion of health standpoint, I always start everybody on the original product, the IGF-1 plus product, which is the Deer Antler Velvet product. And it has so many benefits that have been researched over time. In fact, the longest and greatest statement I can say is that according to traditional Chinese medicine, deer antler itself has been used for over 2,500, almost 3,000 years, depending on who you ask. And literally, deer antler is used only second to ginseng in traditional Chinese medicine as part of the herbals. In other words, if you've ever been in a Chinese herbalist shop, they have all the different things there. They combine the different herbs based on what you tell them. And then always, they'll take the end of this deer antler. They have in a freeze-dried deer antler in a glass case. They'll take the end of it, scrape it off, and then they grind everything up in that mortar and pestle thing, if you remember all those old ways of doing things. And the deer antler has always been cited as essentially, using a more modern term, as a constitutional remedy. It's the thing that builds you back up, helps you to heal, using traditional terms. What we're seeing is that the main component from the research is this insulin-like growth factor 1. And the IGF-1 itself helps to mitigate inflammatory stuff that's in the body, helps to refocus the immune system on fighting the infections instead of just throwing a random inflammatory stuff around. It helps the body to rebuild itself. It has, in this case, it has other growth factors as well, bone growth factors. It has lots of collagen, which helps the skin and other connective tissues to repair. Of course, IGF-1 itself promotes muscle growth. There's neurologic growth factors in there. So there's all these different things that are there that are part of this growth matrix. And again, this is just the greatest thing for us because guess what? It helps with balancing hormones. It helps us, like I said earlier, to burn up fat, put on muscle. And by putting all these things together, you're building a more healthy you. And guess what? All the nasty things that we have is what we call, I'm disgusted by the term, but so-called diseases of aging, high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, and all these other, the diabetes and all the things. That could be prevented if we, on the most part, could be prevented if we kind of keep ourselves in a better state.
And so in essence, it's an anti-aging formula.
That's probably one of the best ways to look at it. In fact, our body produces insulin-like growth factor 1, which is the main motivator of growth hormone, really well until we hit our 30s. And I'm sure you've heard, Stu, that when we hit our 30s is when most people say, hey, I started feeling myself go down at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's because we don't make as much IGF-1. We don't we're not able to maintain our bodies as well. So adding small amounts.
How long after I start taking this until I start actually noticing results? And what will I've got like 2 minutes left here, so I want to get through this. But what will I notice right away? And how long, you know?
I would tell you right away, when I first started taking this product a decade and a half ago, first thing I noticed was my energy was better. And then I realized that I wanted to work out a little bit harder. And then guess what? When I worked out, I saw the gains a lot faster. And so I was like, it motivated me to go, wow, I couldn't do this before. So I pushed myself. And then that, of course, being a physician, I should have done this already, but it motivated me saying, wow, I wanted to eat a little bit better because, you know, one thing leads to another. And yeah. I can tell you that as a physician dealing with patients that you always take every little bit you find, every gain that you can get to help somebody get out of a really dark hole, because it's kind of like, boom, hey, I can't get better, doctor. Hey, well, you got better here. Oh, cool. I'll climb up to here. And then next step. And that's what the beauty about this is. It motivates you to keep going, and it makes you, and you see those.
No negative side effects at all whatsoever.
And again, there's been some people talking about IGF-1 and cancer risk. IGF-1 alone, yes, there could be a cancer risk because it's a growth factor unchecked. But again, the IGF-1 plus product from Nutronix is a complete growth matrix, and it has growth factors that actually check abnormal cell growth. So there's in over 30 years of utilization, there's never been one case that's been really linked with this particular product increasing risk for any type of malignancy.
Wonderful. How much of it should I take every day?
Each of the different doses, I can't quite see the dose you have there, but each of the different doses has a specific starter recommendation, like so many drops, like 2 or 3 times a day under the tongue. And then if you're feeling your gains coming in there, you can gradually increase it to some, to a certain degree. But overall, I mean, if you're seeing your benefits with a particular dose, as any physician would tell you, you use the lowest effective dose you can.
This is 5,000, the one that I'm looking at right here, yeah. Of IGF-1 and other growth factors. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. Yeah. I think that it's got a lot of stuff. And then just to finish that last question, there are problem-specific products that have been developed. Again, we talked about the weight loss. This is a testosterone booster. It's a male formula. There's a women's formula. And there's even, believe it or not, we even have a veterinary formula for our furry friends.
Wonderful.
Each of them, it's all designed for a specific thing. So always start with the original product. And if you feel you need a little bit of help, the other products do actually target things a little bit more for you. So, it's kind of like seeing your primary care doctor and then going to a specialist. So then you get the specialist products.
All of them can be found at getigf1.com. Again, getigf1.com. I hope you'll come back soon. I always learn so much when you hear Dr. Fong. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's Filtersuck.com. Use promo code STEW for 10% off when you go to Filtersuck.com. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.